Behavioral health professionals say North Dakota is on the right path to get services to people that need them. But they say the state has a long way to go. The legislature's Interim Justice Reinvestment Committee heard from representatives of the State Department of Corrections and from Human Services about treatment, how it works, and what the needs are. The director of Human Services Behavioral Health Division said the number one priority is to develop more community-based services. Pam Sagnas told the committee, along with that, the state needs to stop criminalizing behavioral health.
When we look for a charge for an individual in order to have a safe place for them to go, instead of recognizing that they may have a behavioral health need, we are furthering them in the criminal justice system. And so we need to be able to focus on what our gaps are around things like social detox or withdrawal management. We need to have crisis services available that don't exist in our state right now. And when those services don't exist, the jails and law enforcement end up being the point of contact, which means we have another connection to the criminal justice system instead of getting access to the services needed for behavioral health.
The 2017 legislature approved $7 million from the corrections budget for people with behavioral health needs to get community-based treatment. Sagnas told the committee the two departments are working on recommendations for the 2019 legislature, and she said a consultant has been hired to help the state's progress on meeting its treatment goals. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.